From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Worries about China's economic growth were sharpened by a disappointing report on the nation's huge manufacturing sector on Tuesday. Prices on the Shanghai market fell sharply at the open, but regained some strength to close at a loss of just under 1.3%, as Chinese officials insisted the situation is under control. Key stock indexes in London, Paris, and Germany were down nearly 3%. U.S. market indexes were off around 2% in midday trading. China's official manufacturing index for August fell slightly to its lowest level since 2012. The developments have been so significant that Japan's finance minister, Taro Aso, suggested on Tuesday that the Chinese economy be a focus of this week's meeting of the group of 20 major economies. Hungarian authorities have shut down Budapest's main train station, stranding hundreds of migrants, mostly from conflict-ridden areas of the Middle East, who are trying to travel on to Austria and Germany. Hundreds of police escorted the migrants out of the Eastern Railway Station and blocked their re-entry on Tuesday after an announcement over the loudspeakers ordered all passengers to evacuate. There were no reports of clashes, unlike earlier in the day when hundreds tried to board a Vienna-bound train but were blocked by police. Austrian authorities say a total of 3,650 migrants arrived in Vienna on Monday. It is the highest daily total this year and the latest in a staggering wave of people seeking asylum in the European Union. At least 19 African Union soldiers were killed in Somalia Tuesday in a car bombing and an assault on their base by the militant group Al-Shabaab. You are listening to the news from the Voice of America.